Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study on fighting the good fight of faith. We have talked this week about how 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 tells us to fight the good fight of faith. And we know that this good fight of faith is a good fight because we are the victors. 1 John 5, verse 4 tells us, "And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." God intends for you to use your faith, your unwavering, unshakable trust in God, His Word, and His character to overcome each and every situation you face in this world today. We are looking specifically at the life of David and examining how it is that he was such an amazingly victorious military leader. We see several patterns in his life that we've talked about this week. First of all, that he could accurately identify the enemy, which is something each of us need to do. Secondly, that he always inquired of the Lord when he faced a battle. And that is something that's vital for us, or we will not win the battle. But today I want to talk to you about David's pattern of always speaking by faith and not by sight. And we find this pattern in his life very beautifully described to us in the story of David fighting the giant Goliath. So let's take a look today at that story and how this speaking by faith and not by sight. We're told to walk by faith and not by sight, but we also need to speak by our faith and not by what we see in order to have victory as David did. We know the story well of how David, the young shepherd boy, estimated to be about 17 years old at the time of this story, how he went to see how his older brothers were doing, who had gone off to battle the Philistines with King Saul. His father Jesse sent him on his way to check on them and to see how the battle was progressing. When David arrived at the scene of the battle, he found a very fascinating sight. He found the Philistines on one side in battle array and the Israelites on the other side. And then he saw something he'd never seen before. And it was a giant by the name of Goliath from Gath. And this giant was estimated to be just under 10 feet tall. And this giant was mocking the soldiers of Israel and telling them to send out somebody to fight with him. And it said that Goliath would mock them for 40 straight days, telling them to send somebody out to fight with him. And the scripture tells us in verse 8 of 1 Samuel chapter 17 that the giant stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." Now David heard these words of the giant. And he heard the soldiers talking and how they said that whoever killed that giant and took away the reproach from Israel, that he would be given riches by the king and that he would give his daughter for his wife, and that also that the person's household would be exempt from taxes in Israel. So there was a great reward if a person would win the battle with this giant. Well, how did David deal with this? I'm going to point out to you just one aspect of David's key to victory in this situation. David was taken to King Saul because he had been overheard speaking with a lot of courage about the situation. And he said in verse 32 of 1 Samuel 17, "Then David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you're but a youth and he a man of war from his youth.' But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who has delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'Go, and the Lord be with you.'" Here is a fascinating thing. David was facing a giant that he could not, in the natural, be ever expected to win a man-to-man combat situation with. The man outweighed him. The man was much, much taller than he was. He had weaponry. He was covered with armor. David had nothing. And though Saul tried to give him his own armor and his own helmet and his own sword, David refused it, saying he had not tested them and he would only take the weapons that God had put into his hand. It was very simple, but his slingshot and a stone out of his shepherd's bag. How was it that David could go out against this huge giant and be expected to win it? David had faith in God, and we're talking about fighting the good fight of faith. And that faith, may I define it for you again, I would say is an unwavering, unshakable trust in God, His word, and His character. David was confident in God's ability to deliver him. He was confident. He said that the Lord who had delivered him from lion and bear would also deliver him from the Philistine. But let me give you one aspect of David's faith that was operational here. David spoke by faith, not according to what he saw with his eyes. If David had looked at himself and then looked at the giant, he would have said, "There's no way I, as a 17-year-old shepherd boy, can possibly win this battle. The enemy's too big, the battle's too great, I'll never win." That would be his natural mind speaking out of his own mouth. But David did something unnatural. He did something supernatural. He spoke by faith. He said words that were filled with the evidence of his unshakable confidence in God and His word. God wants you to do likewise. David, when he went to face that giant, in verse 44, the Philistine said to David, "Come to me and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. And this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you, and I will take your head from you." Now, those were very bold words, and they did not look like they could possibly come to pass. I am sure if there were bookies in the days of this battle, that the odds against David that those bookmakers would have given would have been outrageous. Goliath would have been the sure winner in the minds of such a person. And yet David spoke with faith. He had unshakable trust in God. He had unshakable trust in God's character, and therefore that faith defined what he said with his mouth. For you to win the good fight of faith, your faith, your unshakable confidence, trusting God, His word, and His character has to be the thing that guides what you say with your mouth. David spoke what he believed, even though the situation did not look like it could possibly come out the way he said it. But you may be in a situation that looks like you're no match for the enemy. You're no match for the giant. And yet you know that God in you will give you the victory. You know that God's word says that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It doesn't matter what difficulty you're facing. If you will put your trust in what God's word says and what his character is like and how absolutely faithful he is who made the promises, you can be like David and you can speak words of faith even when the enemy is taunting you. Goliath told him he was going to give David's flesh to the birds of the air. He was taunting him. He said, "What are you doing coming to me with sticks?" And he cursed David by his gods. When your situation is difficult and it looks like you cannot win, and the devil is taunting you with the facts that seem to be presenting themselves to your eyes, you still have to do what David did. You have to speak by faith, not according to what you see with your natural eyes. You have to speak out. God's word says, "I am more than a conqueror." God says he'll lead me in triumph in all things. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And you must find scriptures that apply to your situation and speak them out, no matter what the taunts of the giant seem to sound like. This was a key in David's victory. We'll talk more about the keys to fighting the good fight of faith tomorrow, so join me. But that's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, if you'd like further study on the life of faith, then write to us here at Hidden with Christ Ministries at the address that'll be mentioned in a moment, or call us on our toll-free number and ask for the 6-tape series called The Just Shall Live by Faith. And for any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries this month, we'll be happy to send you The Just Shall Live by Faith. Just ask for it. It'll teach you how to walk by faith, how to overcome obstacles to faith, and help you with your victory. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.